92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know, one thing that dudes do all the time online is they lie about their height.
Oh yeah.
And as somebody who's 6'4", it really bothers me. You know? It's like nobody ever believes you when you say things like that.
I wonder why.
And Nathalie, who's on the phone for a second date update today, I guess she runs into that problem a lot. What's up, Nathalie? How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. I'm annoyed for you being a super tall guy myself.
Yeah, then you get it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
He's really short.
He's looking up to his mic.
Yeah, exactly. So you have problems with guys lying to you about their height all the time? Are you tall?
I am, yeah. I'm 5'10".
Okay.
It's not super tall. I mean, it's tall. It's not crazy tall.
Yeah.
Do you have like some requirement where you'll only date a guy over however many feet and inches?
I prefer that they're taller than me, so at least 6 foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think a lot of girls think that way too.
Yeah. I know my best friend who's 6 foot tall. She always wanted to date someone like 6'4". She ended up marrying someone 5'10". So I'm just saying, keep your options open. You never know.
There's just something about it that it makes me feel feminine when I can look up at the guy.
Well, most of my life I've dated women that were taller than me, and I always thought it was funny when they had to bend down to kiss me. But I can see how that would be a little awkward sometimes for you. So the guy that you want to call today, was he tall enough for you?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, what's his name?
His name's Jacob.
Jacob, all right. And where did you meet Jacob?
So we did meet over social media.
Okay.
He was really easy to talk to. And, of course, we talked about his height. And he said he's 6'4".
And is he?
He is, actually. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I bet you've come up with, like, I bet you're pretty good at, like, being able to spot who's lying.
Sometimes I can, but sometimes I can't, and they show up, and I just think, oh, my God, why did you lie to me? Like, I obviously know now that you were lying. It's just a bad first start.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this guy at least met your height requirements. What'd you guys do for your date?
So we met up at a bar just for a drink, and, I mean, oh, my gosh, when he walked in, not only was he tall, but he's gorgeous.
Good.
We had such a great time. We were laughing. We were telling a bunch of different stories. Yeah, it was really good.
I mean, when you're describing it, your smile sounds like it got bigger. Like, you have a huge crush on this guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was just smiling.
Okay. So what happened on your date?
I mean, it was going great. And they had some line dancing that they were playing on the TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started talking about line dancing. I told him how good I was at it and that I loved going line dancing.
Oh.
And in fact, he actually likes to line dance and has gone before.
Really?
Yeah. So we actually decided to go right away. He said, well, why don't we get out of here and go to this spot down the street and we'll go line dancing.
That's so cute.
Oh.
Is that why you think you're not getting a call back? You're not actually good at line dancing? Now you're the liar?
Well, we actually didn't go line dancing there. The line was really, really long,
mm-hmm.
and it just wasn't moving.
Okay.
So he suggested that we go back to his spot, and he said, why don't we just go watch line dancing movies, and we could line dance in my place. I've got beers. You know, I got the whole setup up there, so that's what we decided to do.
He has a whole setup for line dancing?
Sketchy.
Yeah, that's weird. You shouldn't be wanting to call him back. Anybody who has a whole line dancing setup at their place is definitely suspect.
I mean, he didn't have a line dancing studio or anything.
Okay,
well, that's,
right.
That's a disappointment,
yeah,
if you
good.
Ask me.
So how did that go? I mean, did you guys just line dance the night away?
I mean, we did a little bit, but it really kind of went more into like a pants party.
Yeah, pants off party is what you mean, right?
Yeah.
All right.
We all knew that was going there.
Horizontal dancing.
Like, I'm surprised you did any dancing at all.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
Like, I'm not set up for this.
Yeah.
If you wanted to come back here and line dance, that's fine, but no funny business, lady.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah, this cowboy doesn't do that on the first date.
Cowboy.
You mosey on out of my apartment.
Mosey. Like, you spit in your spittoon, yeah, that's in the corner.
So you guys hooked up then?
We did, yeah. I mean, all we didn't go all the way. That's not usually something that I do on the first date. But, you know, things got fun, and we had a good time, and I did stay the night.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
What was it like in the morning?
Wonderful. You know, I had to get up in the morning pretty early, so I kind of scooted out, but he made sure to get up and walk me to the door, and
yeah,
everything seemed fine. So I was really excited to, you know, talk and go on another date.
Okay, so everything was good. You can't think of anything that went wrong?
I mean, I did think, well, maybe was I a little drunker than I thought, and I wasn't that great at line dancing. I don't know. Or maybe he's just a guy that likes to hook up once and then ghosts you, which I think is not very cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's the case, honestly, I will put him on blast. I think that that's rude. I think it's not cool to just ghost someone like that, especially if it's just you're trying to get, like, a hookup out of something, if you're that kind of guy.
What do you mean by put him on blast? Like,
out on social media. Like, I'll call him out.
Okay.
You're, like, going to Yelp review him or something.
If I could, I'll do that, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and find out if something did go wrong with your second date update right after this, all right?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Well, howdy, partners and partnerettes. Cow folks and cows looking to get poked.
No.
Whoa, okay.
I don't know. I'm not very good at country stuff, but anyway, Nathalie is on the phone for a second date update today, and she wants to call this dude named Jacob. They went line dancing because they're both big fans of line dancing, I guess, and they actually weren't able to get into the place they wanted to go to, so they ended up going back to his place because he said, oh, I'll throw on some country music videos and we can line dance together in my apartment, and then that turned into the pants dance, which actually should probably be the no pants dance. Anyway, they messed around a little bit. They didn't hook up all the way, but now he's not calling her back and she's trying to figure out why. Okay, Nathalie, are you ready to give Jacob a call?
Yeah, I am. I just want to figure this out. I want to know if it was something I did because I want to correct it. It's really hard to find tall guys.
Yeah. She's so desperate. She's like, I don't even care what his personality was like. But you really liked this guy. And it does seem from your description pretty baffling as to why he's not giving you a call back.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm going to dial his phone right now and see if we can get him on the phone, if he's not doing ranching around.
Ranching?
You know how they do it, the cowboys with their lassos and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So if he's doing that, then he's probably busy, you know, but if not, then we'll get him on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jacob, please?
Is he?
Jacob, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm fine. Who is this?
Good question. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Partner.
Okay, partner. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Maybe you should have said Howie.
It's a radio show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. Yeah. What's so?
Still don't know what that is, do you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right. The reason I'm calling you today is because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened or what went wrong, basically. And we got an email about you from this girl named Nathalie.
Oh, okay.
Starting to make sense now or no? You need a little more explanation.
No, yeah, what?
Okay.
No, yeah,
so,
what?
So you went out on a date with a girl named Nathalie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she told us about your date and said that she thought everything went great, but now you're not calling her back.
Oh, my God.
And she wants to know why. That's why we're on the phone.
People do this?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we do it, like, a lot.
Like, surprisingly.
I mean, but you got to think about it. People are getting ghosted left and right. And I mean, that's what she feels like you did to her. And she has no idea why. Her description of the date sounded pretty dreamy.
Why don't you guys just tell her that, you know, you couldn't get a hold of me?
We don't lie. Okay. Thank you very much.
Can you give us any kind of reason, though? I mean, it'd be better if we could at least tell her we got some sort of answer from you.
She was cute. I mean, it was a fine date. For most of it.
Yeah, the way you describe it doesn't sound like it, though.
No, I mean, we were having a good time. She's cute, and we have common interests. And
yeah, it sounds like you should never call her again.
Well, okay. It's just there. Something happened during the night that just freaked me out and just doesn't seem like a good fit. It's like nothing personal. It's just, not for me.
Okay. So if it's nothing personal, just not for you, why don't you let us know so we can tell her? She really liked you. She's just like curious.
Well, she pulled out a gun on me.
Whoa!
What'd you just say?
Nothing, but no big deal.
I think that's That's no a good big deal.
She just pulled a gun on me?
Oh like a God. Real gun, not like her finger and thumb.
No, yeah, a real gun. Huh? We were waiting in line to go to this line dancing place, and everything was going great till then. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, we can't go here.
Okay.
And I thought maybe like her ex was in line or something.
Yeah.
But I was like, what is it? And she pointed to the sign and it said, no guns.
Okay. And you're like,
at first I thought she was like pulling my leg.
Right.
But then she reached into her purse and, you know, sort of discreetly pulled out this gun and like pointed it at me.
Whoa. All right. She said you ended up back at your place. Is that how? She's like, take me back to your place
Get
right
in the
now.
Car.
Yeah, we're leaving.
No, I mean, I don't know. That was probably my bad. Like, you know, you do things like when you're.
So she pulled out the gun and pointed it at you.
So she was like showing me the gun and she just like covered me with the barrel. See, I grew up with guns. My dad hunts. I grew up hunting. I don't own any guns anymore, but like. The way I was taught is you treat every gun like it's loaded and you never point a gun at anything that you don't want to destroy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah. Someone hasn't taken gun safety because you would never do that.
Yeah. So when she covered me with the barrel, I like flinched and shifted out of the way. And
I thought you were going to say another SH word, which I would have done in my pants right there too if someone pulled a gun on me on a date.
So, I mean, like, I just don't get how you went from that being so scared and then immediately inviting her back to your house, though.
Yeah, I mean, I just freaked out, and I was like, I should probably get home. And she was like, yeah, okay, we can go home.
Oh.
So it was less of an invite from you to go back to your place, and more she just kind of invited herself, and then she has a gun, so you're going to let her come over.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, well, and she said this other thing, like, when it happened. She was like, don't freak out. I'm not going to shoot you unless you piss me off.
Unless you piss me off. All right.
I mean, I'm assuming that's a joke.
I don't know. Then my gut sank. And so when she invited herself over, I didn't say no.
Yeah.
Right. And then she was there, so you had to make out with her. I mean, I get it.
You don't
want to
make her mad.
Oh, come on.
I mean, we did stuff, but I wasn't that into it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's happened to me a lot when someone's holding me at gunpoint. I will do anything. But it's a fun game sometimes if you embrace it. Anyway, hey, Jacob, thank you for being honest, man. I appreciate it. Now I need to be honest with you because Nathalie is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Nathalie's on the other line. Nathalie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is there any reason why you didn't bring the gun up to us when we first talked to you?
Honestly, it was like 30 seconds of our date. Like, it wasn't a huge big deal or anything. So I just didn't even think about it.
Yeah, well, it may have seemed like 30 seconds to you, but it felt like that gun was on me forever.
Jacob, I told you it wasn't even loaded. I mean, a girl's got to protect herself, doesn't she?
But no.
Whoa.
Who are you protecting yourself from?
I mean, I'm a single lady out. Like, you never know what could happen. Things happen out on the street, and you just got to be prepared.
Like you can't. You don't even handle it correctly. Like, I would recommend maybe mace.
Yeah, I mean, I do have mace as well. I have guns, and I have a couple other things that I can make sure that I protect myself with.
What size is your purse?
You carry around a sword?
Like I said, a girl's got to protect herself. You know, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay, but maybe like when you're out by yourself, but you're out with people. You're not like,
right.
Yeah.
Listen, Jacob, I don't know you. It was our first date. You never know what's going to happen. And at the end of the day, if something were to take place to both of us, then I could protect you.
She's right.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't get bringing a gun on a date.
Listen, I'm licensed and registered to have and carry a concealed weapon. And
great.
I think that's okay. And it sounds like
it
from
is.
What you're saying, you've been around guns yourself too. I mean, why are you so scared around them?
Because you're pointing them at him.
Yeah, waving around.
I mean, it sounds like you're not handling it right at all.
I think he's being dramatic.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
You know?
God.
He's so scared.
He's so sensitive. You know, gun pulled on you one time and you want to go out again.
Jeez.
Yeah. Jacob, would you like to go out on another date with Nathalie? We'll pay for it if she leaves the firearms at home.
Yeah, that's a good rule. Was that a good answer?
Is that a yes or a no?
Yeah.
Are you feeling scared to answer at all?
I just don't have a good feeling about, I, you know, if she wants to carry a gun, like, that should be her thing. And I don't want to, like, tell her that she can't bring a gun on a date and then, like, feel like she's doing that for me or resentful, you know. Like,
well, that's nice.
I just think it's not a good fit.
You're not, he's not trying to, he doesn't want to change you, Nathalie.
I had a good feeling about you, but now that I'm hearing all this, I actually think that's probably better anyways. You couldn't even face me to tell me that about the gun. I mean, come on.
Oh.
And I'm definitely still putting you on blast.
Oh, whoa, hey.
Why?
Yeah, that sounds like a threat right there, what we just talked about.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that choice of words with a gun.
on blast? Like, with a gun? What are you talking about?
I'm going to do a blast on social media, you little bitch. That's what I'm going to do.
What?
All
right.
A little aggressive there, Nathalie.
No second date, but Nathalie, at least you know why. And Jacob, hopefully you find a girl that is a little more your speed.
Yeah.
As long as someone doesn't point a gun at me on a date, I think we'll have a good time.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
High expectations.
It's not even exists anymore.
Oh, man, it's hard.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.